On the ferry with me is Karen Peterson. She was in town for a quick visit from Prince of Wales Island, specifically to see the airport's new biomass boiler.
I work for the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension Service, and I chair the Alaska Wood Energy Development Task Group.
That group of about 20 evaluates applications from public agencies statewide for grants related to biomass heating systems. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough was one of those applicants, and 4 years ago, its grant was approved. The borough used the funds for a feasibility study and then successfully applied for a federal woody bug.
A woody bug, wood biomass utilization grant, right? And now they are constructing and installing this wood heat system, and it's pretty cool.
That grant, along with much larger state grants, paid for the biomass boiler project, which also includes an oil-fired backup boiler, a building to house them both, and a silo that holds about 30 tons of pellets at a time.
Thank you.
After paying the toll for our short ferry ride to Gravina Island, where Ketchikan's airport is located, we meet up with airport manager Mike Carney.
I brought Layla Carey with me.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to do a quick story about it. Good to see you.
Good to see
you. Good to see you.
Yeah, let's go down there.
He takes us to a new green-sided building that houses the boiler, which is pretty small considering that it will heat the entire airport. But as Peterson explains in the elevator on our way over, some of the problems other facilities have had with their biomass boilers are because the boilers are too big.
The problem that engineers have is if a little one is good, then a big one is better. But it does not hold true for biomass boilers that work efficiently when they're working at full speed.
100%.
Yep, and so it's better to put in a small one that works 100% and then supplement it.
A small boiler running at full capacity is more efficient because it's running constantly. Starting and stopping is where efficiency is lost. And to maximize efficiency even more, there's a 1,200-gallon thermal storage tank.
So the boiler is going to heat the water in the thermal storage, and that's what its job is to keep this tank hot all the time. And what that means is it's going to keep this, what is it, set at 175 or 180 degrees?
Yeah.
Something like that. And it's going to keep this constantly, and then the heat from the building is going to draw off of this thermal storage through heat exchangers.
Carney says that even with the extremely low current price of oil, he expects the new boiler will save the borough in fuel costs. Locally owned Tongass Forest Enterprises has the contract to deliver the airport's pellets at a cost of about $300 a ton. They've budgeted for 100 tons a year, which adds up to about $30,000. Carney says that last year, the airport spent about $42,000 on fuel oil. That's with low prices and a mild winter. They have in the past spent up to $70,000. And Carney says as demand for wood pellets grows, the price of that renewable fuel should drop even more. Ketchikan High School is next in line to get biomass boilers and will need about 11 times the volume of pellets as the airport. Peterson says she'd like to see more people using pellet boilers for home heating as well. She uses it herself and says it works great.
It takes a shifting in your attitude if you want to go ahead and heat with wood. But I tell you what, I'd rather know where my fuel was coming from, you know, and I can see my fuel source out my window.
Part of the problem is that wood stoves of the past weren't efficient and created a lot of smoke, leading to a bad reputation. Wood pellet boilers are much more efficient now. Carney says he's observed other wood pellet boilers in action.
There was no smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, you can stick your hand into the stack, pull it out, and not smell any smoke or see any smoke.
To improve the image of biomass to visitors, the building that houses the airport's new boiler will serve as an ambassador of sorts, with windows so people can see the boiler at work.
I like these windows.
Yeah, so that'll get uncovered. The idea there is people will be able to look in here. Like I say, this will all be painted. And there'll be a storyboard outside that tells how this works, and so the traveling public will be able to
see that.
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool.
The entire project cost, including the design, was about $950,000, all paid for through grants. Carney says the Alaska Energy Authority provided the bulk, and the rest was a legislative grant that incorporated the federal woody bug. Once the new boiler is fired up and pumping out heat, Carney says he plans to host a ribbon-cutting celebration and invite everyone who's helped move the project along. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.